Okay, guys, did not practice today, but we had really a mental approach as far as more of an above the neck, and this time in the year, it actually served us well, where we got a lot of good work in, got more reps than we would have otherwise than when you just do your walkthrough in your normal practice. So where we're at, it actually worked out as a benefit to us. And now part of that was an adjustment just based on the fires and different things like that. So certainly hope that everything's okay. Fortunately, I don't believe that any of our players or their families have been affected by that. Same thing with our coaching staff. So that's something that we want to monitor. But as far as the injuries, if we had practiced today, guys that would have been non-participants would have been Sullivan, Whitworth, and Mark Barron with their typical kind of veteran rest days, Connor Barwin with his forearm, Ogletree with his elbow, and then Robert Woods with his shoulder. Those are the guys that would not have participated. But Alec is making good progress. He's doing everything the right way in terms of his rehab, and he's putting himself in a position to be ready to go this week is what we anticipate.
Sean, what do you know about how the rest of this week will shape up and whether or not you'll be able to practice here tomorrow?
That's a good question. You know, one of the things that just seeing the air quality, and I don't know exactly what would dictate putting our players in a healthy position. Seems like if things continue to improve, we'll be able to go about our normal operating procedure tomorrow and be out here. If not, then we've got some plans in place to go down to USC. But, you know, with where the fires are now, going down a little bit further to that area, we might have to explore some alternative options so that we can actually make sure that we get a good practice in and get out on the field and do those types of things. But hopefully the anticipation is to be able to use our own place.
And are you pretty certain that the game on Sunday will be unaffected?
I haven't heard anything otherwise. If that does change, then, you know, I'm sure you guys will hear it as quickly as we do. But as far as we know right now, normal operating procedures and expect to go on Sunday at 1:25, I believe.
Sean, despite the benefit you think you get from having this longer mental day, you guys are creatures of habit, routine, keeping things the same,
yeah,
with no change. So is there some concern by breaking your routine that's going to affect you guys?
You know, I don't think so, because one of the things that I think our guys have gotten comfortable with, Gary, even when you look at the long trip that we had earlier in the year, they just kind of adjust and adapt. And I think we've become a more mature team as the season has progressed, in which case the goal at the end of the day is to make sure that our players are as fresh as possible on Sunday at 1:25. And with the way that, you know, just the natural progression in terms of what the season does, taking a toll on guys, sometimes you do even look into it when you get later on in the season of making it more of a mental approach. We've been fortunate, like we've talked about, with the injuries, so we haven't had to adjust it, which sometimes inevitably occurs just based on the availability with your numbers for the week. So we've been fortunate in that regard, but I think our players will feel fresher, and really we just kind of make the most of whatever the situation is that we have to deal with. And I think it ends up kind of being, certainly you never want these things to occur, but a blessing in disguise as far as just for our preparation, not to be confused with how serious, you know, all this stuff that's going on is.
Sean, there was video and pictures of Johnny Hecker last night kind of taking his day off to go help people with the fires. Can you just speak once again to Johnny's character and the kind of person he is with this team?
Yeah, I think that example just demonstrates and represents who Johnny really is. And I bet you he'd be the first to not feel like he needs any sort of credit for something like that. As soon as you get around Johnny, he's just got a nice, authentic, genuine way about himself where very empathetic. You know, he's a great person, great leader. He does a great job of kind of building and developing relationships with his teammates. And when I hear something like that in the little bit of time that I have been around Johnny, doesn't surprise me, but I think it just continues to demonstrate the type of character that he has. And when you've got people like him in those leadership positions with the way that they can affect and influence the rest of the team, you feel like your team's in good hands. And that's what we've got with guys like Johnny and a handful of other players. So, you know, that's great for Johnny, but it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, right now, Vinny, he's in a situation where he's just continuing to go throughout his rehab. He wouldn't have been a participant today in practice. I think he is making progress as far as what exactly that means with his availability. Don't have any specific updates, but I know that he is anxiously awaiting his return, and he's doing everything he can in his power, and we'll be excited when we're able to get Robert back.
Josh has done a good job. Does that give you a little bit, you know, play a little bit more cautiously with him?
I I think you want to be smart with him, period, because of how important he is, you know, not just for whenever he gets back, but for the, you know, the future of our team. And Robert's a great football player. He's had a great influence on our receiver room. And I told him really after just watching the way that Josh and some of those other guys have stepped up that he should be proud of that because of the way that he's led in a lot of ways that room and helped bring those guys along. And, you know, and I think he was. But as far as just being, you know, how those guys have played affecting when we get Robert back or not, we want to get Robert back when he's available and what's best for him and our team. But it is nice that those guys have stepped up in his void, but we certainly feel like we'll be a stronger football team when we get Robert Woods back on the field for us.
When you get into some of these late season games, playoff type games, do you rely anymore on veteran guys like Whitworth and that? And if so, what specifically can they help with?
Yeah, you certainly do, Rich. I think that's really kind of been a consistent approach throughout the whole year, where you really rely on your players. I think that's what's special about what we have going on is it's a shared, you know, ownership and kind of what we're doing on a day in and day out basis with our coaching staff and our players. And we got the right kind of guys that you can empower. They understand what we need to get done throughout the course of the week and then how we go about that process to be as productive as possible. But you also lean on Wade Phillips. You also lean on John Fossil, Joe Barry, Aaron Cromers, Greg Olson's. We've got a lot of great coaches, great people in this building, whether it be from the coaching staff or the players that we certainly want to make sure that we utilize as a resource to make the best decision for our team.
John, when you're scouting Carson Wentz,
I'm good.
How clear is it, or how clear is it to you that he's benefited from being in a system, you know, 2 years now or a year and a half?
I think it's helped. You know, even as soon as just being in that division and having some crossover, really impressed with just the way that he came in. He was a mature guy coming out of college, just watching the way that he handled himself, carried himself, you know, exhausting his eligibility in college. But then you just watch, and I think Coach Peterson does a great job. You know, I think the system that they're running is conducive for success for quarterbacks. It's a proven system. He does a great job mixing personnel groupings, utilizing their personnel to their, you know, to the right strengths and different things. And he's gotten a lot of guys involved, but I think just watching Carson immediately come in and be impressive as a rookie, and then you watch from year one to year two, the growth has been extremely impressive to watch. It's why he's in consideration. You know, he's talked about as one of the best in the league. They're scoring as many points as anybody right now. He's getting a variety of playmakers involved, and then he can create on schedule or off schedule. And when things happen and break down off schedule, it's a scary thing for most defenses, and he's made a lot of big plays doing it that way.
Other than maybe just his age and his maturity in that sense, what do you think it was about him from what you've saw that allowed him to be successful just right away like that?
I think, for one, he's a very talented individual, and then I think he's conscientious. I don't know Carson personally, but when you just watch from afar and you hear the way that coaches talk about him, the couple people I know in that Philadelphia organization speak the world of him with the way he carries himself. Football is important to him. He's kind of one of those guys that you look at that demonstrates what it looks like to do things the right way, and when your quarterback is that guy, I think it certainly helps. But he's a smart player. You can just see by the way he plays the game. He understands what he's seeing from the defense and how that affects his decision making and what he's going to do with the football. And then clearly he's got the talent, you know, both with his arm and his just overall athleticism to utilize his legs to beat you in. And those are scary things to try to defend, and it's why he's been playing at such a high level and why he's a great quarterback.
From facing them two times last year to now, how have you seen Philadelphia kind of evolve or change defensively?
You know, they've done a great job. I think one of the things about a Jim Schwartz-led defense, you always see these guys play extremely hard. Great get-off up front, four-man rush, penetrating type front where they get off and they're aggressive. They've got speed on all three levels. They've got a very clear-cut philosophy. And they, you know, it's very similar kind of what we said about Minnesota, where you earn every single yard you get against a defense like this. They're number one in the league in rushing defense. They do a great job in all the situations, third down, red zone. They get sacks. They get takeaways. But I think it's just guys getting more comfortable. When you look at just from a personnel standpoint, being able to add a Timmy Jernigan up front and what he's been able to provide, I think has been outstanding. Barnett rushing as a rookie off the left side has really provided some different things for them. And then they've got great players in Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. You look at Vinnie Curry in the middle. You know, they've got Kendricks who's playing with speed. You look at on the back end, they're as deep as any secondary that we've played all year. You kind of are like, wait, who's in there now? I mean, they've got two great safeties in Malcolm Jenkins, and then when you look at McLeod, they bring Corey Graham in who can do a little bit of both. Robinson, Jalen Mills on the corner. So, I mean, and then they're getting Darby off the injury. I know I'm naming all their guys, but they can all play. And so it's why they're a great defense. It's why they can provide a variety of looks. And Coach Schwartz is an excellent coordinator who makes it really tough to prepare for because of what he presents from a schematic standpoint as well.
Sean, as you get to this part of the season where the games just become bigger and bigger because of your success, what are you eager to learn about Jared in these moments?
You know, I think each week has provided a chance to kind of reiterate some of the things that we saw earlier from the year. I don't necessarily know if about, you know, eager to learn, but just eager to see him continue to grow and really us go through experiences together. That's one of the things that's kind of unique about this is that here he is in his second year as a starting quarterback in the league. This is the first time you've gone about this journey and you're still really, you know, with some of the things you're doing offensively, this is only the third year that you've called plays. So I think it's fun for us both to learn as we gain some experience together. And one of the things about this league is you realize how quickly you can get humbled. Even though we've both been fortunate to have a little bit of success, you know, you've got to learn from the mistakes as well. And we go through the good and the bad together. And I think what I've seen from Jared, Rich, that's been so impressive is his ability that no matter what the moment is, no matter how big it is at that point in the game, regardless of what's occurred prior to that, whether he's had a successful drive or whether we've turned the football over, he's fearless and he's not afraid to fail. And he goes out there and he's got a very, you know, he's got a certain confidence and a belief in his ability to get it done and in belief in his teammates. And I think that rubs off on guys. And that even-keeled demeanor and that kind of fearless mindset mentality, especially from the quarterback position, is something that you sure feel good about as a coach. And I think that's why he's going to be a special player for us.
Hey, Sean, the NFL said today that it's kind of discussing the possibility of adding a targeting rule that would require kind of mandatory ejections for players who hit defenseless opponents above the shoulder, kind of similar to what's been going on in college football in recent years. What do you think if they were to impose something like that? Do you think something like that can work and kind of be a deterrent to kind of some of these nasty hits that we've seen?
Yeah, I think so. And I think everything is geared towards, you know, just being mindful of in a physical game, you want to try to provide the players with as much safety as possible, knowing that there is a physical element to this game. But I think trying to be able to keep players free from especially some of those head injuries that do occur is a big focal point for the league. And that's something that you can't emphasize enough. And you want to try to avoid those. And if that's something that's going to be intentional about helping provide a little bit more safety and protection for our players, then we're always about that.
Rich, last one. Malcolm Brown, how close was he on Sunday, and what do you think for the Sunday?
He was close, Rich. I think, you know, if we really wanted to press it with Malcolm, we could have. But just, you know, taking Reggie's advice and knowing that, you know, he'd be pressing it a little bit and with some of the things that we would like to do with Malcolm, we felt like the best decision for him and for our team was to let him rest. But we anticipate having him ready to go this week unless he has any setbacks.